fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 24th day of March, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Lots going on. Donald Trump has spent 2 years making fools of the mass media, the latest example being his talking about President Obama wiretapping him. Mass media, this past news cycle, just crowing about how there's no evidence that, well, they should know by now that if Donald Trump says something, there's evidence to back it up. And, of course, the evidence is coming out in the next day or two. NSA providing the evidence. At my website, we have a new video. This one's titled, right in the middle of my homepage, Diseased Refugees Obtaining Social Security Numbers and Passports Upon Arrival. This is Josh Talley interviewing a Missouri woman about what's been going on in Missouri, bringing in these unvetted, diseased, military-age men from Muslim countries. Our proper tip of the day. Most of us have multiple devices that take batteries, use batteries. Be sure you store those devices with the batteries removed, that you check the batteries to make sure you've got the proper inventory, that they're in good condition. If you use rechargeable batteries, here's what you look for. Low self-discharge, because rechargeable batteries do, in fact, lose their charge over time, and the low self-discharge ones will obviously perform better. That's your proper tip of the day. Make sure you check your battery inventory. Do not store batteries inside your devices, and make sure you check everything out in that regard. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Anne is a scientist, Anne is an engineer, and she does, in fact, pay very careful attention to things that concern all of us. And her website is twiland.info. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, John. Did you get the
storm
that you expected last week?
Okay. Are you there?
Hello? Yeah,
I hear you now. Go ahead.
Did you get the storm you were expecting last week?
Not really. It kind of blew past us. No big deal.
Good. Okay, we're anticipating 2 inches of rain this weekend, starting tonight. So, and they say high winds. You know, I think winds is going to, higher winds are going to be a real problem. And I thought that they had updated the building codes so that all new houses had to have hurricane clips. But I guess I didn't so. I was talking to a roofer. He didn't seem to know anything about it.
Well, the roofers wouldn't necessarily know about that. They may or may not. The contractors put the deck on in the first place. We use hurricane clips down here when we put our new roofs on. The cost is insignificant. These things are cheap. You get a bag of them for a few dollars. Not a big deal.
Well, that's it. Thank you for telling me that, because I was just talking to the wrong person. Okay.
Right.
I thought it was part of the building codes now. Well, good. Because, you know, our tornado season is, well, we're right in the middle of tornado season, and,
right.
You know, they don't talk about EF0s anymore. They're very unlikely. Most of the day, you know, mostly it's EF3s and 4s, and those will take your roof off. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yes.
After I had talked to him, we had a tornado here close by, and that's exactly what it did. It took the roof off. It just pulled it away from the house.
Well, sometimes it's not the wind. Sometimes it's not the wind. It's a dramatic, almost instantaneous change in pressure, which is why they recommend leaving windows open, because the house will literally explode if the pressure drops instantaneously. Outside drop while the inside remains the same.
Well, my weather station, and I recommend that all preppers have a weather station, by the way. You can get them. Mine is wireless. It does need a battery about every year and a half, but it gives me both the inside temperature and outside temperature, and also the outside barometric pressure. And that's very important. In fact, I watch it, and when it gets down below an inch and a half below normal, that's when I start monitoring it really closely. All right. Well, I'm going to talk about something that you probably know a lot about. It's about a really big gun. In fact, it's about a missile. And the United States has modernized their nuclear force because they are because they can, but. Also because we've had the time for them to do that. And they have retrofitted their submarine launch of nuclear missiles with this new, what they call a superfuse. Have you heard of superfuse?
I have not, no. Please explain.
All right, good. All right, this is also known as arming, fusing, and firing, AF and F. I think they're making fun of AT&T.
Right.
This is an increase in capability, and it's astonishing. It boosts the overall killing power of existing U.S. ballistic missiles, can you believe that, by a factor of roughly 3. So if you make the killing power 3 times greater, that probably means that you can hit 3 times more targets.
Right.
Okay. And what they used to do is they used to use altitude as the firing mechanism. What would happen is that, let's say back in the 2000s, early part of this century, which we're still in, by the way, the early part of this century, but 10 years ago, maybe 15, the missiles might not detonate close enough to targets that are hardened against a nuclear attack. And that's because the altitude sensors sometimes they didn't work at all. But more often what they did was that they fired too soon, or they fired out of range of the primary target. Now, we have satellite-based, space-based infrared early warning systems. Russia does not. And Russia has been using the ground-based early warning radars to detect a missile attack. And I think we've talked about this, or if we haven't, I'm sure that you know this. And these radars that Russia uses can't see over the horizon. So Russia has less than half as much early warning time as the United States. Were you aware of that?
No, but that makes perfect sense, Anne. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay, the United States has about 30 minutes. Russia has 15 minutes or less, and that's because we use satellite-based early warning system, and they use the ground-based. So, and you know, we've had deteriorating relations with Russia as much as, you know, these news people, they're complaining because they think that Trump has an in with Putin. And I say, go for it.
Right.
Because
right.
we need all the people that we can use or work with.
Exactly.
So, let's see. So if it were, so the missiles, the warheads, had when they were, they had a fixed height of burst, the older ones. And so the detonation might not occur at the optimal location if it were falling short or long of the target. So, this new fuse, it's a reentry body with a new fuse that provided an adjustable height of burst. And so what that did was that miss distances, well, the miss distance went way down. Okay, the super fuse is designed to measure its altitude well before it arrives near the target and while it is still outside the atmosphere. And the intended trajectory is known to very high precision even before the warhead or the missile gets down into the atmosphere, before it starts to slow from atmospheric drag. Now, what you wanted to do were, if that warhead altitude measure by the superfuse were exactly equal to the altitude expected for the intended trajectory, the warhead would be exactly on target. And I know that anybody who's taken advanced math or calculus, suddenly you're introduced to E, and it's a small e, and it stands for error.
It stands for what, Anne?
Error. E-R-R-O-R.
Okay. Gotcha. Right.
That's a hard word to say on the radio because it doesn't have any hard consonants in it.
Right.
So it's called circular error probability, CEP. And but if the altitude were higher than expected, the warhead could be expected to hit beyond the intended aim point. Likewise, if the altitude is lower than expected, the warhead would likely hit short of the intended target. The fuse, though, it has a flexible burst height capability, and that significantly increases target kill probability. Let me see. That essentially all the higher yield nuclear weapons that were formerly assigned to these Russian hard targets can now be focused on other more demanding missions because they can use one missile instead of three, because the older models didn't have this capability. So they call this arming, fusing, and firing, AF&F, AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And so Now, the submarine launched ballistic missiles, and that's an acronym, SLBM, are much more likely to hit their target. And they've had some tests, and they show that this is true. And they say that the entire Russian silo-based forces could potentially be destroyed while leaving the U.S. with 79% of its ballistic missile warheads unused. Now, that's a, that is a strategic capability. And to destroy or expose the remainder launchers, the United States planners would have to have the nuclear forces needed to undertake a truly scorched earth tactics. And they did some testing, and they said 125 U.S. Minuteman III warheads could set fire to some 8,000 square miles of forest area where the road mobile missiles are likely to be deployed. In other words, Russia has carries their missile launchers on large trucks, large heavy trucks, and so they're mobile. And what they do, if you know, one of the tactics that they use is that they go into the forest area, and then we can't see them. And so this is a way for us to burn them out, I guess.
Right, right.
Okay. I mean, it's hard for me to talk about war because it. But I know that you. I thought that you would be interested.
Well, I am, and something I want to see. We got a break coming up here soon. During the Clinton administration, the launch codes for the missiles on the submarines were taken away from the submarine commanders. That needs to be changed, and the submarine commanders must have the launch codes for their own missiles. That is, that's what makes them a deterrent, because they're out there independent in the ocean. The enemy doesn't know where they are. But that needs to be returned to the way it used to be for decades, where the submarine commanders do in fact have the launch codes for their own missiles. That needs to happen, Ann.
Well, I agree to you, because that is standard seafaring practice for the past 1,000 years or beyond. You know, the captain of the ship is, you know, he can perform marriages. He makes all the decisions. He's, you know, and he needs that capability, because he's out there in a small ship in a large ocean. And, you know, I agree with you. And maybe they will.
Well, I hope they do. I know he's getting advice from well-qualified people, and I know he's being, and it may be done on a QT where it's not really done publicly, but it needs to happen.
Okay. There is another tactic that we use, or that we plan to use. It would likely, if we were going to attack, it would begin with the detonation of a nuclear warhead in front of the key early warning radars. And if you do that at an altitude of 1,400 kilometers, I should have changed that, would create an area of radar blackout that would prevent all Russian radars looking toward the United States and into the northern parts of the North Atlantic from observing U.S. ballistic missiles as they rose over the radar horizon. And, okay, I'm going to explain again. The Russians don't use a space-based early warning system.
Right.
They're
right.
Using a ground-based radar system. And so this essentially would be a EMP attack that would close down any radars that that the Russians would be using. Now, I thought this was very interesting. The operations, the time needed for operations. Okay, time for attacking missiles to rise over the horizon into the line of sight in early warning radars. 1 minute.
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We have a break. We may have an update from Mandy Thompson. We'll see. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 24th of March. We have Mandy Thompson with us. Ann, say hi to Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Spring has sprung.
I know. Yesterday I went for a hike, and it is just beautiful out here in the hills of the Ozarks River Valley.
Oh, yes.
Well, Mandy, what update you got for us this morning?
I am just talking to people, answering emails. I appreciate everyone getting in touch, and we are gearing up for future events. And just wanted to let everyone know that it's very easy to reach me. You can reach me at help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com. And if you want John to come speak either to your family, to your business, to an association or organization you are involved with. These things take time, so there's no time like the present to reach out to me. And I've got a couple of phone calls lined up this morning, but just email me. It's that simple. Help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com. And the Liberty Man was formed so that John can cut you a handsome check for letting me know that information. And people are really seeing the advantages of this. And working with people who want you to come speak in their community.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be an exciting year. We're looking at speaking engagements in New York, New Jersey, I believe Alabama, Arkansas, Canada, and the list grows, doesn't it, Mandy?
Yes, and now that it's spring, I think things are just going to blossom like spring itself. So yes, just email me, help@thelibertyman.com, and let's get going.
Absolutely. Mandy, thank you for the update. Let's talk soon privately. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, Ann. What direction you want to go next?
Oh, I'm still on the big guns.
Well, get on the big guns then. All right.
Okay. This is the time needed. So the time for attacking missiles to rise over the horizon into the line of sight of the early warning radars on the Russian side is 1 minute. The time for radars to detect, track, and characterize the detected targets is 1 minute. Military and civil command conference is 1 to 3 minutes, and, of course, that's very important. Time for command, and we're going to talk about the Norway event that happened in 1995. Time for command and unit elements of silo-based forces to encode, transmit, receive, decode, and authenticate a launch order, 2 to 4 minutes. Time for missile crews to go through full launch procedures, 1 to 3 minutes. Time for launch missile to reach a safe distance from its launch silo, 1 minute. Total time consumed in unavoidable and essential operations, 7 to 13 minutes.
Well, that's pretty darn quick.
That's, well, especially when, you know, these conferences, in all the movies I've seen, the military and civil command conference is always contentious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This capability upgrade has happened outside the attention of most government officials. Now, this is what I read, okay, who have been preoccupied with reducing nuclear warhead numbers. The result is a nuclear arsenal that is being transformed into a force that has the unambiguous characteristics of being optimized for surprise attacks against Russia and for fighting and winning nuclear wars. So the administration branch, even the, you know, the government branch has, and we've talked about that when you listen to a newscast, they say, well, we're cutting down on the number of missiles. Well, that's nice, but if our missiles are 3 times more effective, if they're more lethal and the firepower has been greatly increased, then even though the number of weapons in both the United States and Russian forces have decreased, resulting in a drastic increase in the vulnerability of Russian nuclear forces. And so they don't have the super fuse upgrades in the whole force, but they do have it in the submarine launched ballistic missiles. And so they're expecting to attack by sea.
Uh-huh. Hold that thought, Ann. We have about an hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true, and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 24th of March. The year is quickly getting going here, isn't it? At my website, thelibertyman.com, we're having new things posted all the time. I mentioned it at the beginning of the show. The new video, interview with a woman who gives very specific details about the immigrants, the Muslims coming in this country, immediately being issued an American passport, which only American citizens should have, Social Security number, being let in with communicable diseases like tuberculosis. Very important interview right there at my homepage at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, the energy cleaner will most likely help. Low back pain, it'll probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, the energy cleaner will most likely help. I use mine every night. My last visit with a medical doctor was 1985, except for mandated health checkups for life insurance purposes, where the last doctor I talked to, he says, John, you're healthier than me. Get out of here. The energy cleaner helps a lot. That's true, Ann. The energy cleaner helps a lot. I use mine every night, and you can also. $285 shipping included. And to take the edge off, to make sure you get some peace of mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's for me to you personally. This is my home business. When you place an energy for an order for an energy cleaner, I'm the guy that fills the order. I pack it up. I write a handwritten thank you note, and I ship it out the next business day after your order is received. So check out the energy cleaner at my website. The factory-made fitted mattress pads go with the energy cleaner, and make a decision. Why procrastinate? Why deal with arthritis pain? Why deal with back pain when you can get relief? I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Of course, I do take PayPal, the most efficient way and safest way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa, and checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. A toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Yeah, and this is my fourth decade of not working with or visiting or having anything to do with medical doctors. My fourth decade of no pharmaceutical product prescriptions, and I'm very glad of it. Very glad.
Well, I'm very glad of our modern medical allopathic medicine, because so many times, you know, as I get older, it seems like I really, really need to, you know, if you have appendicitis, you'll die from it if you don't get that appendix out.
That's an emergency room thing, right? Right.
Right.
When it comes to an emergency medical treatment, there's no better place on the planet than the modern American emergency room. And that's exactly what that is. But when it comes to overall health, I want nothing to do with allopathic medicine.
Well, okay. I want to get back to these warhead capabilities. Now, this is a W76 upgrade, and I'm sure it was a very, very, very small line item in their budget because it was a technical upgrade. You know, it had nothing to do with building new factories or anything. I mean, it was very cheap considering the cost of ships and everything.
Right.
And this reflects a 25-year shift in the focus of the U.S. hard target kill capability. Okay, U.S. kill capability. A hard target is one that is like a bunker, or they've got dirt on top of it. In other words, this can, supposedly now they have their weapons hardened so that missiles coming in can't destroy them. Anyway, this hard target kill capability has switched from land-based to sea-based ballistic missiles. And so by shifting the capability to submarines, they can move to missile launch positions much closer to their targets. The U.S. military has achieved a significant greater capacity to conduct surprise first strikes against Russian ICBM silos, intercontinental ballistic missile. And I'm glad that they did it. You know, I read this article and I thought, oh, you know, I don't have to worry about that anymore. Our military is working great. And then in 2009, the Obama administration decided to deploy the Aegis ship-based European phased adaptive approach. I'm sure we all know what that is.
Right.
A missile system that could eventually have between 500 and 700 anti-missile interceptors that could, in theory, be used to defend the continental United States, and we all know the problems they're having with that, from ships off the country's coasts. And I think you remember, what was it, 3 months ago, there was a Russian submarine that was trolling off the northeast coast of the United States. So this is very interesting, and One of the things I'm going to tell you now about what happened in 1995. Do you remember the Norwegian rocket incident?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, then you can probably tell the story better than I can. It's called the Norwegian rocket incident because that's how most people characterized it, but it was also the Black Brown scare. And it occurred in January 25th, 1995, and a team of Norwegian and American scientists launched a Black Brant 12 four-stage sounding rocket off the northwestern coast of Norway. And the rocket carried scientific equipment to study the aurora borealis, and it flew on a high northbound trajectory. Now, what does that mean? It means it went straight up.
Right.
Towards the North Pole. And it it included an air corridor that stretches from Minuteman III nuclear missile silos in North Dakota all the way to the Russian capital city of Moscow. So eventually the rocket reached an altitude of 903 miles, 1,000 miles. And at that time it was resembled a U.S. Navy submarine-launched Trident missile. And because it was at that height, Russian nuclear forces were put on high alert. And the Nuclear Weapons Command suitcase was brought to Russian President Boris Yeltsin. And then he had to decide whether he was going to launch a retaliatory nuclear strike against the United States. Now, this was post-Cold War. And but we were still... you know how it is with these periods of time. It takes time to cool down, even from a Cold War. And this incident is considered to be one of the most severe because the Russians were still very suspicious of the United States and NATO. And as the rocket gained altitude, it was detected by the early warning radar station in Russia. And to the radar operators, the rocket appeared similar in speed and flight pattern to the Trident missile. So they initially misinterpreted the rocket's trajectory as representing a precursor for possible attack by missiles from submarines. And the rocket had been a solitary missile with radar-blocking electromagnetic pulse payload, and they knew that if we were to do that, that's what we would do. And in this, so they were thinking that they might not be able to see them, that because the gamma rays from a high altitude nuclear detonation would create a very high density electromagnetic pulse that would confuse radars and incapacitate electronic equipment. So they wanted to, they wanted a retaliatory response before that happened. And they tracked the trajectory, and it took 8 of the 10 minutes allotted to the process of deciding whether to launch a nuclear response to an impending attack. This was really scary at that time.
Well, it was, and we were real close to World War III inadvertently being set off, and obviously the people launching the missile screwed up by not notifying everybody who had these tracking mechanisms that both the United States and Russia that this launch was going to take place. That was an obvious screw up, and we almost had a worldwide tragedy because of it.
Oh, yes, yes. No, you stole my thunder, but I knew you would, because that is exactly what, in the after reports, they decided that that was the problem. There was a problem in the command structure. Yeltsin activated his nuclear keys for the first time, and no warning was issued to the Russian population, and it was reported in the news a week afterward.
Right. Well, what would be the point? What are people going to do in 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Scare the hell out of them for no good reason. If they're going to die, they're going to die. And we got a caller on hold here, right? Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Well, good morning, Ann, John. I think I might be able to give you a different term that might be easier to use than the one that you're using for this new missile system. And I think you want to call those bunker busters. And what they a retrofit with a new triggering device that's based upon satellite intel, which gives them the ability to be extremely more precise with the triggering point that they would be set off. In fact, there was a Bruce Willis, I think his second movie, when they were at the airport, and the airport was the terrorists that were disguised as the response security team
that
were operating in the church. They were reconfiguring the elevational set points of the runways and causing the planes to perceive them as above where they were, and thereby going beneath the ground. And that's, I think, what the bunker busters do, is they go below the surface before they initiate and set off their payloads.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, that's not the scenario that I have here in front of me, but I'm sure that what happens, I'm sure that because they only need one instead of three.
Also.
So they have extra... Also. Capability. Yeah, also.
Yes. Also, I think that although I don't dispute what you're reading there, I would be a little suspect of this narrative that they're putting out, because I know I've read something recently about the S-400 missile defense system that may be called Iron Dome, that I think Russia and maybe Israel has, that is far ahead of what America supposedly has. It has the ability to intercede and interdict any of our so-called planes or other defense mechanisms or missiles far outside the abilities of us to get inside their protected perimeters. So thank you very much for putting that information out there. But like I say, in this world of disinformation, we have to be suspect of all of it. And it may not be based upon actual facts, but more likely politically advantageous narratives or falsities.
Well, this is put out by the Society of Atomic Scientists, and they are very legitimate.
Okay.
I want to
Thank you, Chris. Go ahead, Leon.
Now, the scientists had notified 30 countries, including Russia, of their intention to launch this high-altitude scientific experiment aboard a rocket. And this is, as John said, the information was not passed on to the radar technicians. And so, you know, that's the problem with top-down decision-making, is that you have to make sure that everybody in the chain of command, including the radar technicians in this case, need to know when there's going to be a rocket invading their airspace. And so that's... that's why I got this. That's why I told you about this Norwegian event, and John, of course, knew about it, and I read about it. And were you in the service at that time, John?
Oh no, I'd been out for a long time by then. No.
Yeah. Okay. As far as what Chris said in Las Vegas, I have a picture here, which I'm scrolling to, the Trident III W88 455 kiloton warhead, and where they try to hit is in the center. Well, because they still have a CEP, and but it's much smaller. They it's like 100 kilometers instead of 300 kilometers. And so they're much more likely to hit the target, and they say it can go down about, if it hits directly over the target, over an underground command center, they can get it because it's so much more precise. Well, John, I know that was fun for you.
It was, yes.
And when you Well, this is important because when you give your talks, it's important to know that our military is working, even though maybe the civilian government isn't. All right, Kentucky and Alabama now report H7N9 in commercial flocks. A chimera. You know what a chimera is?
That's a disease, isn't it?
No.
Oh. What?
No, it has to do with inserting DNA from a separate animal into another animal. For instance, they make mouse men now, and those are mice that have human genes in them.
All right, that's pretty scary stuff. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 24th of March, visiting with Ann Morrison. And we just got a few minutes here. Tell us about your updates and how people can get to look at those.
Yes, twiland.info. And if you go to that website and you scroll down, you'll find a place to put in your email address. And then when I update the blog, It now has over 90 entries, each one of them unique and pertinent to the time they were written. Then you will be notified by email when that blog has been updated. In addition, it includes an index, and below where you put in your email address, you will find an index at the end of the page, and like the index in a book is at the end of the book. And you, if you have a particular request, then you can GMO, for instance, if you select GMO, if you click on it, then it will pull up all of the blogs. Instead of looking through 90, it'll pull up whatever blogs I have talked about GMO as a subject. So you, instead of going through 90 blogs, you might only have to go through 5. And if you start with the earliest and move towards the latest, then you can get a kind of a history of what's happening with GMO. GMO is genetically modified organism, and three parent babies could be born in Britain this year. Three parents. What they do, there are mitochondrial DNA diseases, and they're very hard to treat. And so the if the mother has a defective mitochondrial DNA, what they do is they will fertilize the mother and the father in a petri dish, and then they'll just move the beginning. they'll move the beginning of the fetus into a donor's egg, and all of her DNA will be all of the DNA will be removed, but not the mitochondrial DNA. So it'll start out with. So the baby will have three genetic parents. And this has been done in Mexico and in China. And it has some, you know, has some ethical considerations. It targets faulty mitochondria and by replacing them with those from a healthy female donor, as much as we know. The mitochondria contain a small amount of DNA, meaning the child inherits DNA from the mother, the father, and the donor. And they don't have any long-term trials, but some trials have shown that faulty mitochondria persist even after the procedure. So this is a something that they're just testing out on people. They're using people as test subjects.
I think that's completely unethical, and completely unethical. Absolutely. And thank you. We'll have you back next Friday. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Myers. Stay tuned.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.